Welcome to As a Meter of Fact. I'm Sarah Ellis, here with my co-host Jason Kress, coming at you with everything you've ever wondered about natural gas.
Wow, everything?
Yeah, I guess it depends on how much you've wondered about natural gas.
That's true. Piggybacking on our previous episode, we wanted to answer some common questions folks have about natural gas.
No quizzes this time, right?
Nope, no quizzes. Although you did pass the quiz with flying colors, so congratulations.
Yeah, well, hair flip.
Well, since you're so smart, you can answer the first question. Why does natural gas smell gross?
Oh, believe it or not, natural gas is actually colorless and odorless. The reason why it has a smell is they add a harmless odorant called mercaptan. You may have smelled it before, and it smells like rotten eggs or sulfur. A common place you may have gotten a small sniff is you have a gas stove at home, especially when you first ignite the burner.
Oh, Captain Mercaptan, why don't they add a nicer smell like roses or fresh-baked cookies to the gas?
Because a natural gas leak is not the time to stop and smell the roses.
Dang, that's some poetry right there.
You can snap laws if you want. But engineers choose mercaptan because it intentionally smells bad and it's noticeable. The smell of rotten eggs makes people think, what is that smell? And where is it coming from?
Well, that's a great segue into our next question. What are some signs of a gas leak?
We encourage people to use the look, listen, smell technique. So you want to look for bubbles in standing water, like a puddle. If there's some bubbling up, that might mean that the line is leaking and the air is coming out that way. You want to look for patches of dead grass. And we're not talking like Texas dead grass. We're talking about just a small patch of grass along that line or white dust on the ground. For listen for unusual hissing noises from an appliance or a pipeline. And smell, we've already talked about, but the odor is one of the easiest ways to detect a leak.
That's really helpful. And in this same topic thread, what should our listeners do if they notice a gas leak?
If a gas leak occurs, immediately evacuate everyone from the area, moving upwind of the gas fumes. Warn others to stay away, and after everyone is safely away, call 911 and then notify CoServe Gas. Our phone number is in the show notes for this episode and can be found on our website. CoServe Gas will immediately dispatch trained personnel and provide information to public safety officials to aid in their response. Emergency personnel will let you know when it's safe to return.
Great advice to keep people safe, Sarah. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for this Q&R episode. If you guys have any questions, you can email us at podcast@coserve.com. Stay safe out there.
Sarah Ellis and Jason Kress are the wonderful hosts of As a Meter of Fact. We're produced by Oscar Martinez, sponsored by CoServe, and we're incredibly grateful to everyone on the CoServe Gas team. Y'all are awesome.